Well, it may seem like a long time since Donald Trump lost the US presidential election of November 2020, but he is still claiming it was rigged against him. And that's having real-world implications. Republican-led states have passed at least 20 new laws enacted across 14 states since January to curb what they say is voter fraud. But Democrats say it's a blatant attempt to make voting harder for minorities. Isabel Rowe has been taking a look.
In Texas, where the Republican Party controls the state house, the only way the Democrats can win a vote is to try and stop it happening.
A quorum is apparently not present. The point of order is well taken and sustained.
Democrats walked out of the House on Sunday night, a rarely used manoeuvre that stopped a vote on a bill they say restricts voting rights. Among those who oppose it, Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett.
It sounds like we're trying to provide a solution where the problem doesn't exist.
Among its several changes to voting laws, the bill would ban drive-through and 24-hour voting. Jasmine Crockett says the Republican attempts to limit voting options are sinister.
You know, when you're privileged, you can go vote whenever. You can take off. But when you're trying to feed two or three kids at home, potentially a single mom, and now you've got these great parameters where you can't vote after 7 p.m., you may be at work.
President Joe Biden calls the bill an assault on democracy that is disproportionately targeting Black and brown Americans. 22 laws changing voter rights have been passed in 14 states since the Republicans' election loss. In Georgia, another bill will limit the use of absentee ballot drop boxes and voters will have less time to request an absentee ballot. University of Ohio law professor Steve Huffner thinks voter integrity bills are an attempt to stymie the Democrat vote.
Some of those measures, like 24-hour voting or drive-through voting, were a kind of a latest move in trying to facilitate their participation among a more fully representative group of the American electorate. And it worked, but it seems not to have been very well received by some subset of the political class.
And the Republicans' flurry of activity on election laws is fueled by mistrust of the process following the lies of former President Donald Trump.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win.
The mail-in voting scam is the latest part of their four-year effort to overturn the results of the 2016 election. And it's been like living in hell.
There still remains within the United States today a very sizable contingent of the electorate that believes or claims to believe that Donald Trump was in fact, the rightful winner of the November election. And so these bills are an attempt in part to show voters who have that opinion that the Republican Party is on their side.
Steve Huffner concedes there have been isolated instances of voter fraud, but the changes Republicans are seeking won't prevent those.
There is no evidence that 24-hour voting or drive-through voting or any of these other recent adaptations contributed to any meaningful degree of voting fraud.
In Texas, the Democrats are working out their next move. The state's Republican governor, Greg Abbott, has vowed to call a special sitting of the House so they can try again to pass the laws. And he's threatened to defund the state legislature so Democrats who walk off won't get paid. Representative Jasmine Crockett says her colleagues are prepared to play the long game.
There's nothing that says that we have to go back. We could technically fight this and fight this by not showing up. There's nothing that requires us to go back. There's maneuvers that can be made, but if we're not in the state, then we're not in the state.
What about the governor's threat to stop paying you? Can he do that?
No, he's just talking. I mean, as my grandma used to say, some people like to hear themselves talk.
Texas Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett speaking with Isabel Rowe there.